It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Well, who makes country superstar Trisha Yearwood fangirl out? None other than Lizzo. Trisha isn't just a fan of Lizzo. She really wants to be her.
I mean, I'm in this packed little club with 200 people, and it was like going to a church revival. This woman not only was fun and playful and could sing her behind off, but she also was empowering and just really like love yourself, accept yourself the way you are, and in a way that is we need to hear.
And the feeling is mutual. Lizzo made mention of Yearwood's cooking show, Trisha's Southern Kitchen, that is set to return to the Food Network soon. I talked to Miss Trisha Yearwood, and she is awesome in the kitchen. She and Garth, the real deal. So Lizzo, all the superstars are huge fans of Lizzo. We know she was kind of in studio, seen with Justin Timberlake, hoping to get a collab pretty soon. You go, girl. I love to see her shine. Well, Selena Gomez made a surprise visit to her old school, Danny Jones Middle School, in Texas, and here's a little snippet.
Hello, students of Danny Jones Middle School. This is Selena Gomez talking to you. This trip, I wanted to take my best friend Courtney and also some of my people from my label just to show them where I grew up and how proud I am of where I'm from. And some of my teachers I got to see again, and they were part of my life for so long.
It's good to hear from Selena because it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute. She met with students. She showed her friends, kind of her old sports teams, old pictures, old teachers. This is all part of a documentary, which is not very surprising. So she wanted to incorporate where she came from. And I think she, you know, she got all the feels and everybody. It's always great to go back home, right? Absolutely.
Well, sometimes. If you're allowed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Caitlyn Jenner partook in Comedy Central's roast of Alec Baldwin, and she was explaining that, hey, the parts that made her Bruce are not completely gone.
All of you are making these silly comments and jokes about how I kind of cut it off. Let me remind you, it made Kylie Jenner the youngest self-made billionaire in history. It made Kendall Jenner the highest paid model in the world. I didn't cut it off. I just retired it. It was done.
Yeah, tucked. That's all good. Tucking it in.
So just making that clear. But if you think about, yeah, all the successful children. Although I do have a hard time with self-made.
It's not. If you were just like live the web girl trying to make makeup, that would be a different story. Like nobody right. to give you a platform.
Not taking away all of her hard work.
And no,
it's
for
amazing,
sure. But I mean,
it helps when you start with millions to become a billionaire, right?
Yes.
Speaking of all that cash, Kanye West and Kim have dropped $14 million on a new Wyoming property. Are they going to move there for good?
We love Wyoming.
Okay.
It's always been such an amazing place. My husband did just buy a ranch there. His dream and his vision is to move there. I love LA. So I envision summers. I envision some weekends. But yeah, we love it.
She's never going to go there.
No way. It's a 9,000-acre spread Monster Lake Ranch. They have two freshwater lakes and lots of monster trout in there. So I feel like they can have multiple homes. I don't ever see Kim K packing it up to live in Wyoming.
I would love that, though. Like, that would be my jam right there.
Really?
I could just hop in a microphone, do the show that way. Oh, my God. I'd love to live out in the middle of nothing.
You wouldn't get bored?
No. Honestly, I love my phone,
no!
But I would love not to have a phone. It'd be nice to have a little separation.
Move in with them.
All right. Well, hey, Kanye. It's Joe. What up? Mackenzie with the garbage this morning here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Speaking of Mackenzie, yesterday, if you missed it, we do Box of Shame. And Mackenzie, well, she picked out something that was quite interesting. It was called the Breakfast Breakup. And you get to hear the awkwardness and relive it coming up next here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show.